RibbleFM.com and throughout the Ribble Valley on 106.7 FM. Your local station, Ribble FM News.
People in England have been returning to the gym this morning for the first time since the start of lockdown. Alongside indoor swimming pools and leisure centres, they've been allowed to reopen for the first time in 4 months. Social distancing and hygiene measures are in place, although face coverings aren't mandatory. Glenn Earlham is the chief exec at David Lloyd, one of its clubs opened at midnight.
Our members and our team are itching to get back into our clubs, back to work and also back to exercising. As we know, one of the best things that you can do in order to make yourself fit and healthy is to exercise and boost your immune system.
People who are overweight or obese are being urged to lose weight as a new Public Health England review found they're more at risk of hospitalisation and death from COVID-19. The report says during lockdown we've been snacking more and exercising less. It comes as the government's preparing to reveal its own obesity strategy. A new book, serialised by The Times and The Sunday Times, claims that by March the Sussexes and the Cambridges were barely speaking. Finding Freedom tracks the breakdown in relations between the two royal couples. Harry and Meghan say they didn't contribute to the book, but they're not denying some of the content. It's the first big shopping day since it became compulsory for people to wear face coverings in shops in England today. Judy James is a body language expert. She says with our nose and mouth covered, we have to learn how to be expressive with the rest of the face and our hands.
We use eye engage, we use eye smiles because you can't see the mouth, and that we lose some of our inhibitions about things like hand gesticulation. So it's so important that we make those differences if we're going to move into what is being called the new normal.
Two men have been arrested after two 15-year-old boys were stabbed in a large disturbance in Essex. Their injuries aren't life-threatening. Police say they were called just after seven last night to reports of a large group of people fighting, including some with weapons, in Westcliff. More than £2 million of government money has been set aside for grassroots music venues. It's hoped 150 will avoid permanent closure. The funding comes from the £1.5 billion support package recently announced for the arts. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Seb Cheer.
Radio Works.
With new research revealing a worrying rise in the number of women receiving sexist comments from their bosses on video calls while working from home, Slater and Gordon employment lawyer Danielle Parsons explains why.
Women that we surveyed were asked to wear more makeup, work on their hair, dress more sexy or provocatively, like it would help to win new business, it's important to look nicer for the team. Comments like this are likely to amount to discrimination and harassment. If you're in this situation at work, it's really important to seek legal advice and without delay.
Ribble FM weather.
Sponsored by Together Homes, offering quality affordable homes for rent and sale in the northwest.
Any rain today should clear, but one or two showers could linger. Some heavy and thundery downpours will develop, feeling warm in the sunshine, highs of 23 degrees Celsius.
Welcome back to Something for the Weekend. We're pounding our way into the second hour.
I thought you'd just forgotten to speak then.
I couldn't think of the word I wanted to say. But as you can hear by the tune playing in the background, it is Ribble FM's fourth birthday today. And we've got Altered Images wishing us a very happy birthday.
Who else would you want doing that?
We'll be back straight after this with more chat.
Absolutely.
If you want a tour of the studio, come down. We are open house this afternoon till 5 o'clock, aren't we?
Yep,
and we've got
down.
Lots and lots coming up for you. So I'll just let Altered Images carry on with this one.
Yeah, yep. Off you go, boys. Thanks.
Girls.
I remember always, always, I get such a fright. Seen them in my dark cupboard with my weapon pen. If they want me, if they want me, and I wish you, and I wish you. If they want me, if they want me, and I wish you, and I wish you. If they want me, and I want you, would you like to battle too?
couldn't say anything else more, any more important.
Do you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. People need to write more lyrics to songs.
We can't really go back and rewrite that one because it is from the 80s.
No, but it's not really any effort, is it, to just keep singing the same line over and over again?
I know, yeah. But it was a nice little tune, though.
For about a minute, and then it was the same tune over and over again.
Right. Okay, so I've just sort of caught you giggling at
something. I was giggling. Well, we were having a conversation whilst off air about the fact that I saw an article by the company Unilever that have said during lockdown, sales of ice cream has gone up and sales of deodorant has gone down.
And that's because probably because more people are at home. And
you're at home, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But shampoo and things hasn't gone up.
Right.
It's all personal hygiene products has gone down.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right.
But then I'm just scrolling through my newsfeed, as we do between songs, and it's just come up that Walmart in America now insists that all customers have to wear, now we're in lockdown, what are you thinking they're going to say?
A mask?
No, deodorant.
How are they going to police this?
I'm not sure, but it was announced.
They're going to do an armpit
sniff. Right? No, it was announced in a memo that was sent round to the staff, and now all staff get 5% discount on deodorant.
That's bonkers.
Yeah, it just... Yeah. The store greeter will be responsible for sniffing everyone's armpits before they're them in store.
I'm sorry, you've lost me now.
This has to be a joke. I don't know, I'm going to look into it a bit more.
Hang
on. But
what?
It's some American thing that someone
oh
shared.
Oh my goodness, right.
That's
if that's not something like the Daily Mash, for the American version of the Daily Mash. But the thing is, in this day and age, it could be America.
Yeah, it's believable. That's
so
the bizarre thing about it, is that I'm reading it going, I can see that. And in all fairness, as Unilever have said, you know, other makers are available, that sales are down, maybe it's and they're giving the staff 5% discount on toiletries.
just 5%
on deodorant only.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, the thing that got me, it's just like giggling away, but a little bit, it's just like, where is this coming from? Right. I saw it was 10 years of One Direction this week.
Yeah, I saw that, and now I kind of
think it's a hashtag that's been trending all week. Right.
Right.
Now, I do know that One Direction fans are very fanatical, obviously, the fans.
Yeah. Clues in the title.
I know, yeah. But what really got me is that I don't know any other band anywhere in the whole world, in my knowledge of history of music, has there been a celebration for a made-up band, because they're not a band, because they don't play instruments, right?
No.
A made-up boy group,
they're
right?
They're a quartet.
They are now. They used to be a quintet, didn't they? Because
they lose one.
Yeah, Zayn left.
All right. You see, this is my...
Right, but they are a made-up group,
yeah.
Right? They sing. I mean, I think a couple of them play guitars, but it's not like a band,
no,
right?
There's no drummer.
Well, no, there isn't. But I mean, in the Beatles, there wasn't really a drummer.
Well, that's true. That doesn't really denote it.
So they're not a band. They're a group. They're made up, and I think I've said that about 18 times now. Right, but nowhere in my history and knowledge of pop music has there ever been a 10-year party anniversary celebration of another band. I don't get it. It's just completely and utterly bewildered me.
Well, no, actually, saying that, there was a thing on...
But they didn't do this for Hearsay.
There was a thing on radio...
They haven't done it for Girls Aloud.
Hashtag Hearsay. there was a thing on the radio the other day about... Because it was when Peter was in the car with me, and it was they were celebrating the anniversary of Queen forming.
Right.
And he was questioning, how do you decide the date that the band formed?
Right.
Was it, was it the day they all met round at Freddie's mum's house?
Freddie's house, yeah.
You know?
But I just didn't get it. Why are we celebrating the fact that a made-up group was created 10 years ago, one of them since left, now they've all properly split up, Harry's on his own doing concerts all around the world, a couple of them, one of them's in America, one of them's backwards and forwards and had a baby with Cheryl Tweedy. They're not even together anymore. Why are we celebrating the fact that we've formed?
You seem a lot more concerned about this
agitated
than I feel is appropriate. You know, I said to you this morning that you looked a bit off.
Peaky.
Yeah, you looked a bit off colour.
This is the reason. We've nailed it. So, yeah.
Does anybody else have a made-up celebration coming up?
Well, I'm gonna make up our anniversary. So this year, we're going to be able to celebrate 2 years of us being on radio together.
Yeah, but you can do that because there's a date we started on radio.
Yeah, true.
So it's not made up, it's a genuine anniversary. Right. It's a bit like friendiversaries on Facebook.
Friendiversary. Oh God, that annoys me so much. Sorry.
We've known each other. I have one today. Actually. But I knew someone for 9 years. But I've known them a lot longer.
I was going to say there's one come up in my newsfeed today, and I know they're a married couple and they've been friends a lot longer than the 5 years that Facebook says they have.
Me and my Pete. Been together 20-odd years. Yeah. Facebook friends, 2 years.
That's what he admitted he knew, yeah.
Up until then, he told me he didn't have Facebook. Can't understand it.
Right, okay, bit more music, then we'll come back for some... I've got loads to go through today. I've got loads of stuff to talk about.
I feel like I've just talked about Catfish, the TV show.
Right, bit of Cake by the Ocean, and I'm going to go and have some cake in reception.
Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling me. You should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. I'm rolling up from here. Sweet, sweet, baby. Let's start living dangerously.
FM plays music like this. And this. And this. Love music. Love Ribble FM.
Jolene, beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. For me, Jolene, I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Faked out there.
I love Dolly.
Did you as well?
Yeah.
Aww. Aww.
Pretty Dolly.
Yeah, I do like Dolly. She's ace.
And I always say we need karaoke night.
I know.
And then we could go and belt out Dolly.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. Well, so what I meant to ask you at the top of the show is how has your week been this week?
It's been an interesting week, actually.
Is it?
I've not done a lot of running, I'm afraid.
Well, isn't Garmin down or something?
Well,
we all have these watches that record our runs, don't we?
Yes. Called a Garmin.
Called a Garmin, yeah. I mean, other
watches are available.
Other fitness watches are available,
but
yeah.
It seems to be the favourite, does the old Garmin.
It does, that's correct.
So, yeah, so Garmin is also linked to Strava, where you can post on Facebook. And
it's all about
places.
Getting recognition for your effort, really, isn't it? And it keeps a tally of how many miles you've run for the year. You can log your shoes and things so you can see how many miles your shoes have done when it's time to get a new pair.
And there is the phrase in the running world, if it's not on Garmin, it didn't happen.
Exactly.
So, as Garmin has been down...
Well, it got hacked.
It got hacked. That's it. It got hacked.
Yeah. So
why would you want to hack Garmin? I'm not being funny. What are you going to see? You know?
Me running around a field near Horton Bottoms.
Yeah. Dave's... Oh, look. You know, I'm just going to hack into Garmin. I see Dave went for a run last week.
It could be to do with the maps, though, because he can probably pinpoint where people live if they're running from home and things like that.
I know a lot of people now have starting and stopping their watch... Not outside their house.
Yeah, which you can understand, can't you? For security purposes.
Yeah, if you had a stalker, Garmin's a gift.
I know, yeah.
So. Well, not this week, obviously. So Garmin's been down, so there's been a lot of frustrated runners posting pictures of their watch.
Yes.
Because they can't post the map and all the rest of it. There's just loads of pictures
of
people's watches.
I'm not bothered completely because I've done my back in. So this studio disco this afternoon is going to be fun.
Well... No, you're all right if you're going to the right. It's going to the left.
Yeah, because I've twisted it. I don't know what's happened. I think, what had happened was, I went on a run on Wednesday and I got home, had my shower, had my tea, sat down, got my laptop out. It's when I went to put my laptop away, I think I've twisted incorrectly.
The old back twist.
Yes. Mm. So because I always drop it down the side of the chair and I've twisted it and then I had to hobble up the stairs and it got progressively worse overnight. And I was up by about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning in absolute agony, looking for a wheat bag to warm up and put on it. And yeah, but like you say, I'm all right if I wiggle to the right, but I can't wiggle
to the left. Anyway, to the left ain't going to happen today.
So we've had to redo studio disco dance. There's a lot of noise going on out there. But it is open house today here at Ribble FM.
It's
so
crazy house today here at Ribble FM.
So, and also, you've been back with your other running people.
I have. So yes, anyone who doesn't know, when I am not doing this and doing all the numerous other things I do, I am actually I like to refer to it as a specialist event commentator.
You are. That is very true.
At running events. So I went to see the guys at a local running company, Falco's Runners, this week, and events are back on.
Yay!
So no more sitting around getting chunkier for me. I need to get up and start. I mean, it'll look very different due to, obviously, the COVID guidelines. Mm-hmm. It won't be the mass starts that we used to see. Mm-hmm. But I've seen all the health and safety. England Athletics have given it the okay.
Oh, right, cool.
So, because
they have to for the insurance, but yeah.
Yeah, England Athletics distribute licences for any running events. Mm-hmm. And unless they were okay for it to go ahead, that was the final thing that we were waiting
on. And I think this company, in fact, like you say, it's Val Coast Runners, but there's also Epic Events, and I think there's another running organisation.
Run Preston. There's a few.
This is going to be the forerunner, for want of a better expression, to how events are going to be run. I think that people are going to be watching with interest.
Oh, very, very much so. And the conversation I had with the guys at Val Coast was very much, we were a bit apprehensive about the first one, but once we've done the first one, we're all good to go.
They've been doing virtual races,
which is great. So they have kept people going. They've kept, you know, doing the medals and the T-shirts.
A virtual race is where people are given a distance to run within a certain time scale. Like you can do it over the course of a week or something like that.
Yeah, you send your time in,
you pay your fee and you get a medal and a T-shirt back.
Yeah, so they've been doing that. And like I say, that's been going well. But now this is going to be the first event that they're back staging with real people.
And it's the Run the Blackpool Lights,
isn't it? It's a great run as well.
I think it is the official dress rehearsal for the Blackpool Illuminations, but Wild Coast Runners have sort of like, you know, sort of tagged themselves onto this because it's like the one night.
It's a joint thing with the council, so the Illuminations aren't officially on.
No, but
but they turn them on to test them.
Yes.
Which obviously they need to do before that, so it's a great way to take
it's a different experience running the lights.
It is, it's absolutely phenomenal. But I mean,
and is it a 5 kilometre race or a 10 kilometre?
Is it
10 kilometres?
10 kilometres, yeah. I hope I remember that on the night, otherwise I could be very embarrassed. But yeah, it is going to look very different.
Waiting for people to come back after 40 minutes. Yeah. Where is everybody?
Yeah, it is going to look very different, but all the safety precautions are in place, so I'm just feeling very confident.
That sounds really good.
That things are going to return safely. Yeah. And a bit of normality for us runners to be able to go and do events.
See, I understand that the Chorley 10K is going to be one of their live events as well, and I was going to sign up for that. There is no way on this earth I could complete that at the moment, and I'm really disappointed because that's one thing I wanted to do, because I work literally on the route of that that course.
Things going well, it'll be on next year, so you've got 12 months to train for it. You know, let's.
This is what I keep telling myself.
I mean, other things like when I was at the office, I don't know if this is interesting or not. The Portaloo people rang up.
Oh, right.
And they were discussing. They've obviously now started to manage Portaloos and distance in between and having attendance and things like that.
Wow, never even thought about that.
Oh, you see,
and that's going to be the precursor for things like festivals and outdoor concerts.
It is very much the first step into getting a lot of things back.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so watch this space. It's got some exciting things going on.
So when's the first race? Give us a date.
August 15th.
And people can look at Val Coast Runners on Facebook for all the information.
Yep.
Or the website.
Yep.
Oh, right, cool.
So, yeah,
right.
Hopefully I'll see some of you there.
Definitely. Messages from our sponsors coming up, and then we're going to have a sing-along, another sing-along. I'm going to make sure I film this one.
Sing-alongs.
I'm going to film this one in the studio because we've got Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations coming up.
Great song.
So here we go.
From round here, for round here, 106.7 Ribble FM.
Is your home cold? Is it expensive to heat? Cozy Homes in Lancashire have grants available to help qualifying people with their first-time central heating install, boiler replacements, or loft and cavity wall insulation. So if you think you may qualify, visit the Cozy Homes website at chill.uk.com. That's chill.uk.com. Or make a local rate call to 0330 606 1488. Chill is supported by Lancashire Councils. If you're not eligible, then call for a quote anyway.
Cast your mind back. Sound familiar?
So, you're looking for a risk-free investment. Transfer your savings into our stocks and shares ISA. You won't lose money. Probably.
For many, it's painfully familiar. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond missold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900. Time for some truth.
Ben and Laura's new house is great, isn't it?
I love all the smart home automation they've got.
I bet you do. You and your gadgets.
Well, yeah. But Ben was telling me how secure their house is now. They went on holiday, didn't have to worry about anything, because their alarm, lighting and heating are all controlled automatically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even when they're at work during the day, the house is safe and protected. And, get this, if the kids are late home from school, it tells them.
Okay, okay. Let's get the guys from Innovation Smart Homes to revolutionise our home.
See Innovation Smart Homes on social media or visit innovationsmarthomes.co.uk for more info and advice.
Scrap metal is an everyday occurrence for modern tradespeople. Cables, lead, copper, brass, aluminium, steel and even car batteries. Seal Metal Recycling are experts in metal. With years of experience and a local company who pay top prices and offer immediate payment. We even supply free skips for farmers, factories and bulk clearances. Visit sealmetalrecycling.co.uk or drop in to see us on Pendle Trading Estate, Chatburn. Easy to find, easy to deal with. Try us.
There we go.
Nikki, you've got the microphones. I'll just let you into a little secret.
Go on.
Nikki has just had a tiny sip of Prosecco. Now, I'm not being funny, but I think it might be going to her head a little
I've
bit.
I've got to drive home as well. I literally have only had a sip. I do not do anything normal.
No, it was all mainly for a photograph, but there you go.
It was, wasn't it? Right.
Yes.
So, road
talking
rage.
About driving.
Driving, yeah. Well, first of all, I had a little incident in the Iceland car park last night, yesterday, like, you know, late afternoon, early evening, where somebody dinged my door.
And then,
hello, yeah. And then looked in the car to see if I was in, because I know for a fact that if I hadn't have been sat in my car waiting to reverse because he was, you know, messing around with his dog and his shopping and everything like that, he'd have just not bothered. And he swore at me, called me all the names under the sun as though it was my fault.
I have to say, I don't know if it's lockdown or what, because when I posted yesterday on Facebook that I'd had this incident, lots of people said to me they'd had similar. So what happened was, I was taking Peter to the hospital, because I'm basically a chauffeur nowadays. that's what I do. And then
bodyguard.
Yeah, that sounds even better, actually. I'll be his bodyguard.
Yes.
I'm taking a right turn across a busy road, and I see a car coming. I think, well, I'll wait for it. We're in no rush. You know, his appointment's not for ages, whatever. So I wait. There's a great big white SUV thing behind me, beeps its horn, and calls me a not very nice lady dog.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I thought, okay.
Rude,
yeah. So I did point out to him that there was a car, which he objected to that.
Crossing your path.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't really want to hit the car. So then I take the right turn, and you'll know the road I'm talking about. It's quite a big hill, and it goes up to a narrow bridge.
Yeah.
So I start on there. Before I've even started driving up there, he's on his horn again, calling me all the names under the sun.
Right.
To which my Pete finds hysterical. If I'd have been on my own, I have to say, I would have been terrified.
See, that's the difference, isn't it? Intimidation side of it.
I would have been. I mean, the car was a lot bigger than my car. It was a man driving with a child, I have to say. Just like to dot that in with the profanities. And it was really intimidating. Mm. So I start going up this hill, and it is quite steep. So I think to myself, right, I'm going to do a little bit of revenge here.
Yeah.
So I decided to drive up the road rather slowly. About 10, 15 miles an hour.
I would have done that too.
Which Peter was encouraging me the whole time.
Whatever is upsetting them, carry on doing it. If it works for a toddler,
exactly,
it works for me.
But literally, the whole way up the hill, the guy kept his horn on. Oh, I've never heard a horn go on for so long in my life. People were stopping and staring.
My goodness.
It was unreal. And like I say, road rage is a terrible thing. And I can understand why people get frightened.
Mm.
Like I say, I mean, my Pete, bless him, he's 6 foot, goodness knows what. He's on steroids as part of his treatment, so he's built like a house. So, I mean, if he'd have got out the car, all good and well. Yeah. But if I'd have got out the car, what would have happened to me? Oh, I could have been murdered.
Could have done.
It's quite dramatic, I know.
You would have been a statistic.
I would. So, yeah, so be careful on the roads. And if you think that someone isn't driving the way you like, then just shrug your shoulders.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah, drive a different way.
Yeah, but it's not that. It's just, we've been saying about this, it stems back to the Caroline Flack thing when the hashtag Be Kind was going around. And just think about it. There might be a reason why whatever is happening
to another person.
Well,
and this again, with the illness that my Pete's got and the treatment that he has, he gets a lot of bone pain.
Yeah.
So if that's a bumpy road, I need to take it slowly. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I sound like I've got a dying cat in the car with me. He's like, you know.
Right, and on that note, I found the perfect song for you.
You found me a song?
I found you a song.
Go on, let's play it.
We're going to go straight into Road Rage by Catatonia.
Perfect.
For local radio, it has to be Ribble FM. Yeah.
Catatonia there.
Yeah, and I've just had a great idea. So I'm thinking when I get home, I'm going to burn a CD. There's an old term. And I'm going to get that song in it and I'm going to have it in my car ready. And the next time someone does like that nice gentleman did to me the other day, I'm just going to wind the windows down.
We're doing the windy movement as well.
Yeah, because that's how old we are. Wind the windows down. And I'm just going to play that full blast.
I would.
And it's just going to be...
That's the perfect solution.
New comeback for whenever anyone does anything that
rather than any
Audrey.
Hand gestures or, vocal.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm literally just going to play it and carry on driving. Because driving in my car.
So Yesterday, it came into force that we are requested to wear masks in public.
Right, we live in Blackburn, so it has been in place a little bit longer than that.
It's been
about a week.
It's been a recommendation.
So I've been wearing masks everywhere until yesterday, when I went to put diesel in my dad's car and completely forgot to take a mask with me.
It's becoming second nature for me to pick up a mask and take it out.
I keep one in my car anyway, just in case.
And you know, the thing is though, I wear makeup for work and things like that. And I very rarely have a day where I go without eye makeup on. And I just thought the sales of eye makeup are going to go skyrocketing through the roof.
Yeah.
Because, people are going to want to look glamorous and they can't wear lipstick.
The
lipstick would just smudge underneath the mask, wouldn't it?
You see, as a non-makeup wearer, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Right. Well, no, I just think that, and I always see, makeup artists do these elaborate eye makeup tutorials. Right, and I just think people are going to go down that route.
So for next week, your challenge is to wear elaborate eye makeup.
Okay, I can handle that.
And I'll have a go as well.
Okay, right. Yes.
It might not go great, but as I say,
I'm going to have to dig out all my pinks and blues and my 80s stuff now.
I do have a bit of 80s stuff, and it's funny.
Why does this not surprise me?
We all have this Facebook time hop, and it came up on my time hop that this time last year I went out in a dress, and I thought, I've not worn one since, and I had makeup on, which is very unlike me.
Oh, gosh, right, yeah. Well, listen, right, I tell you what, we're going to go into some more messages from our sponsors. We're going to go into some more music. We're going to set up the studio disco because we've got a guest star this week.
We've
got Blackers with
us. It's going to be great fun.
Who apparently has been practicing. You can tune into his live on Facebook. I'm going to go on my live Facebook page.
And I have to say, to be fair, he's probably rehearsed more than I do.
He probably has done, actually.
It's
Blackers' debut. In our studio disco, and we're also going to go live on the Ribble FM Facebook page.
Now,
so
that's
I'm going to go and grab the studio phone and set it all up. So
very exciting. So lots to look forward to.
Yes, definitely. Here we go with we're going to have some messages from our sponsors and then Bronski Beat.
On air, online and on your smartphone app. 106.7 Ribble FM.
Dave had swiped right. No, not cleaning his windscreen, but to get himself a date. He's picking her up on Friday, but the car is in a right state. He remembered his friend Sue had told him about the fast professional service she received from CVS Valeting in Clitheroe. A full valet, including vac, deep seat cleaning, exterior wash, and if he got a second date, he would look at paint protection and machine polishing. Booking in is a simple and straightforward process. Visit cvsvalleting.com or cvsvalleting on Instagram. Clitheroe's premier valeting company, helping Dave get girlfriends since he was a teenager.
We all know what it's like queuing in the chemist, or even just trying to park somewhere near when we need our prescriptions. Well, now you don't have to do any of that. Chemist to Customer will deliver your prescription to your door at home or work for free. And we'll even remind you when it's next due. Chemist to Customer is an NHS dispensing pharmacy local to the Ribble Valley that's fully compliant with the electronic prescription service. Make your life easier by having your prescriptions delivered for free. Visit chemisttocustomer.com or call 01254 680009. Making life that little bit easier.
It's time for some truth. Time to settle once and for all that nagging doubt about whether you've been missold. If you've lost money on a stocks and shares ISA or investment bond sold by a bank, as a claims management company, Goodwin Barrett could get to the truth and deliver you compensation. You could do all this yourself and refer to the Financial Ombudsman for free, or you could leave it to the experts. It's your choice. So text LOST to 78900. That's LOST to 78900.
Goodwin Barrett.
time for some truth.
Taking pictures or video with your phone. Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
and with me, Nikki, with
Rowena,
and we've got Blackers back in the studio. On his 12-hour broadcast marathon. So it's coming to that time of the show again where we have to wind down a little bit, but we still do have, you know, little bits to talk about. We are now live on Facebook, so I'm sure, you know, give us a wave, give us a like, do everything you can on Facebook. We're going to be doing the studio disco very, very shortly. But, you know, just to wind up the show, we usually do recommendations for the week, don't we?
We do.
So have you been watching anything on Netflix this week?
Yes. I watched The Trial of Gabriel Fernandez. Watch it.
Oh,
I mean,
I understand it's a little bit harrowing.
It is very harrowing. It is very disturbing. But the most disturbing thing of all, and it is why we should not in any way privatise anything to do with the health service or anything like that, is how much social services let down that little boy. And do you know why they let him down?
Go on.
Because it was 4:45 on a Friday and they didn't want to pay overtime.
Wow.
That is what I got out of this whole series, was that poor little boy didn't make it because someone said it's 4:45 and we're not paying overtime.
It is set in America, so the services, the provisions and everything are very different, and it's very much sort of like, it's not publicly funded, is it?
No.
It's, you know, they're all privately owned services.
They talk about foster children as resources.
Are you joking?
No. They're how they make their money. So, honestly, it is a bit heavy, it is a bit deep. Now, my other half, let's say, he never sits and watches telly with me, to be fair. He's normally on his computer. 5 minutes into it, he was as glued as I was.
Wow.
And we just sat there and questioned everything. And it just, honestly, absolutely, it is, like I say, it is heavy, it is deep. It isn't, you know, it isn't your Tiger King where it's all, all laughs and an animal print.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch something really good, investigative, I mean, they literally dig right down to whose fault it was. Mm. Watch that.
Well, I was watching, when you say something where you just sort of like sit there slack-jawed, and, you know, you can't believe it, was the one that you actually recommended to me, One Husband, Three Wives, which is about the Mormon community in Utah.
I've seen that, actually. It's really good.
It is really interesting.
Those women look so repressed and upset and sad, and they're only really switched on and happy when they feel as though they need to be making their husband feel happy, or when they realise that they were actually doing something for the camera. Yeah. When the camera was sort of like, you know, catching them off guard. They look very sad.
I think the first episode, it was all quite happy-clappy. Do you not think, you know, but once they got comfortable, because you do forget cameras are around you.
Yeah. You'd know because you've been...
I'd know, I've been on a TV docu-show.
Not that you ever mentioned it.
Not that I like to mention it or anything.
Did
but
I
darlings.
Say it was on the chase?
All right.
This has turned into one-upmanship.
It is. But yeah, it's fascinating that as you watch it more and more, and as they relax in front of the cameras, how much jealousy and insecurity there is. I mean, could you imagine sharing your husband? Could you imagine him, right? And this is the one. Valentine,
although I would gladly give him away at some point.
If anyone would take my Pete, gladly. But the bit, like, he'd go and buy three Valentine's bunches all the same. And then you know that he's bringing you your flowers.
But he's already given them
to somebody else.
Who does he go to see first?
Yeah.
But watch it, it's fascinating.
It is.
And the other thing I was watching was Down to Earth with Zac Efron.
Now, you've recommended this to me.
Yeah.
But I saw a review on a TV programme and they said it wasn't very good.
No, I really, really enjoyed it. Like I say, I was, you know, sort of like swayed in the first episode when they're in Iceland and Zac Efron takes his top off.
And you see,
he obviously did that so I could objectify him, you know. So
I mean, I can take from that there was great, again, good, strong journalism.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
No, actually, to be fair, it's a whole series. It's 8 episodes, and it's about sustainability and changing the way in which we recycle, reuse, and whatever the other expression is. But it's about how big companies are doing small changes to make a better world for us. And it's about how each country is doing something different. And it's like I mentioned about the water in Paris, all the water in Paris, all the water fountains and everything are free. There are some sparkling fountains as well. And then we're looking at cleaning the riverbanks up on the Thames in London. They were in Puerto Rico and Costa Rica. They literally went all over the world. It's fascinating. And that is my, definitely, you should watch that this week. However, we are moving swiftly towards the end of the show.
Swiftly.
So studio disco time.
Like I say, we've been, you know, it's just like we've talked. Black as the choreography has been well into this.
Oh yes.
Nobody else has joined us, so I don't imagine that anybody else will now. So
well, I think that's rude.
But anyway, thank you so much for listening to Something for the Weekend. Black as will be staying with you for the rest of the day with some other guest presenters as well. Mm-hmm. Donate on the local giving page if you can. It's our fourth birthday here at Ribble FM. We're partying here all day, you know, for as long as you want us to. Basically, after prizes out of the door at the end. The day.
No, I think by the end of the day there may be a few people wobbling out the door.
Definitely.
Oh yes, absolutely.
But I hope that your weekend is as fabulous as this show has been. And is that possible, Rowena?
I don't think that's possible.
No. Let us know if it is. And thank you once again to Craig's Energy for sponsoring the show. We will see you at 11 o'clock next Saturday. Here we go with Venus by Bananarama.
Round here, four round here, 106.7 Ribble FM.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Let's get ready, ready, let's get ready, ready, let's get ready to rumble.
Watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready, ready, let's get ready, ready, let's get ready.
Wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic, watch us wreck the mic. Psych.
Let's get ready to rumble. Let's get ready.
be an AKA lover. Give us the motivation, we can cause a sensation. Give us the aspiration, we can cause a sensation. Give us the girls top speed, give us the girls stampede. Style and smile and everybody fuck wildin'.
Let's get on the draw, we played it, we made it, the rest don't score, no jokes, no messing, we teach you a lesson, a state of confusion, to keep you all guessing, freaking it, sweating it, busting the mic, slamming it, jamming it, do what you like.